The following shiur has been presented by Harav David Ribiach Shlita, author of the famous work on Hilchos Shabbos, the 39 Melachos, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VA'AD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pamalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Tova Yeshli Beveis Ginzai, I have a great gift, a good gift in my treasure house, V'Shabbos Shema. And the name of this gift is called Shabbos. V'Ani Mevakesh Litnol Yisrael, and I wish to give this gift to the Jewish people. One must realize that when a gift is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gift is a perfect blessing. Unlike a gift that might be perhaps given by a human being. For example, a father who gives to his teenage son a motorcycle or ticket to visit India might not be doing his son a favor, it might not be a blessing. Shabbos, however, this great gift from God, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a perfect blend of Ruchnius and Gashmius, spirituality and physicality, whereby a person can reach the highest levels of Ruchnius, of spirituality, by even partaking in physical enjoyment, the Kiddush, Chamim, the foods of Shabbos, the delicacies of Shabbos. However, to acquire this great gift, he must know its worth, he must know how to fulfill its requirements. This means he must know the dinim of Shabbos. And to know and understand the dinim of Shabbos requires a basic understanding of a basic concepts. Before entering through the gates of this broad realm called Hilchos Shabbos, let us metaphorically speaking ascend to a high peak, standing at a high point, and achieve perhaps a broad panoramic view of the full scope of the dinim of Shabbos. And when we do this, we'll see that the dinim of Shabbos are basically divided into two major segments. There's the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Those are the requirements that the Torah has imposed upon us, mitzvahs that we must do. And there are also the isurim of Shabbos, activities and endeavors that one is required to refrain from doing on Shabbos because of the isurim of Shabbos. In truth, both of these segments are actually expressed in the Torah HaKadosh itself in two main places, in the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, of which Shabbos is the fourth of the commandments, and in Parshas Yisroi and Sefer Shemois, the mitzvah of Shabbos, the fourth commandment, the Dibur of Shabbos, is expressed as Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, remember to sanctify Shabbos, and again repeated in Parshas Vaaschanan and Sefer Devarim. The same Dibur, the fourth commandment of Shabbos, is expressed with a slight variation. Instead, the Torah says, Shomor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. Chazal explain that there is no discrepancy here, Chas V'Shalom. Both the words Zochor and Shomor were expressed Mipi HaGvura, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simultaneously, something that is impossible for a human being to achieve, but that is what occurred at Har Sinai. What emerges here is that there are two major segments to the Dinim of Shabbos. There is the segment of Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, remember, something that one must do. And there is the other segment, Shomor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, to refrain from certain activities and from certain endeavors in order to be Shomer Shabbos. Let us first take a look briefly at the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the so-called Zohar aspect of the Dinim of Shabbos, before delving into the Shomor aspect, the Isurim of Shabbos. The mitzvahs of Shabbos are mainly comprised of three parts, three subdivisions, you might say. There's the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is really what is explicitly meant in the words of the Torah, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Zeichereyu B'Devarim, that means to make a verbal expression upon the arrival of Shabbos regarding the Chashivos, the importance and the worth and the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos. And this is what we call Kiddush. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avdolah is included under that same mitzvah. And there's a second mitzvah which is not really explicitly the kavana of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, but figuratively speaking, it's included in the general category of mitzvahs. And what we're referring to here is the mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos, which is based on Psukim the Nevi'im, the Chibaratoi, and also the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, enjoyment of Shabbos, which is again from the words of the Nevi'im, the Charosel Shabbos Oinig. Before moving along into the Isurim of Shabbos, it might be worthwhile to make a few points about each of these three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush, for example. Firstly, that the mitzvah of Kiddush and the dinim of Kiddush are really not discussed very much in the Masechta of Shabbos itself. They're mostly discussed in Maseches Pesachim, in the last parak, Arvei Pesachim, and in other places as well. More importantly, though, it should be mentioned that not just Kiddush, but all of these mitzvahs, and we'll first focus on the mitzvah of Kiddush, are equally obligatory both on men and women. That means the mitzvah is an equal requirement for women, although this mitzvah, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, come only once a week, and there is a klal, mitzvahs asei she'azman gromo, mitzvahs that are governed by the element of time. Generally speaking, women are exempt from those mitzvahs. For example, they're exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin, and they're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah and from the mitzvah of arbas minim. However, the mitzvah of Kiddush and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos are unique. The Chazal say that there's a din of iskish zocho l'shomer, which means that the two main categories, the main segments of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the dinim of Shabbos that we've just described earlier, zochor, that means the mitzvahs, and shomor, meaning the isurim of Shabbos, are connected, and Chazal say that whomsoever is required to be a shomer Shabbos is also required to do the zochor, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and of course that also includes women. On the topic of the requirement of women to do the mitzvah of Kiddush, we know that the custom is in most homes that the head of the household makes the Kiddush for the family, and the rest of the family listens into the Kiddush. And even though, truthfully, the requirement of Kiddush, which was previously described as a verbal expression, Zeichreyu B'dvorim, which means that this Zechiras Dvorim, this verbal expression, is actually incumbent on every individual equally, men and women alike. And so it would follow logically that just like the man must repeat the Kiddush, must express the Kiddush, must verbally express the Kiddush, so too the women must also recite the Kiddush themselves. However, the din is that, as with other mitzvahs of Dibur, Kiddush is the same. A person can be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush by listening to one who has him in mind to be moitzi him. This is called Shemeya Ka'ina. Shemeya Ka'ina, the listener assumes the halachic status of the reciter, as if the listener is himself or herself actually saying the Kiddush. Therefore, when a woman listens to the Kiddush of her husband, it is as if she herself is making Kiddush. However, with the din of Shemeya Ka'ina, there are a number of conditions, and perhaps the one that's most relevant and most problematic is the condition that requires being tuned in. One who is being yoitza attempts to fulfill the requirement of Kiddush by hearing the Kiddush from others, must be tuned in, must be listening to those words and concentrating to some degree on them. If the person is daydreaming, the person is not concentrating at all, but is elsewhere mentally, this is called, in the Lashon of the Poskim, Poina Liboy Ledvarim Acherim, his mind has turned to other things, he's distracted, and if the distraction is strong enough, then perhaps the person who is listening to Kiddush might not be yotze. It's very important for the men, for the heads of the household, to see to it when they begin Kiddush, that all of those who want to be Yotzer the Mitzvah by listening should actually be concentrating and should not be distracted, should not be involved in other things, even if they don't speak, but their mind is traveling elsewhere, they might not be Yotzer. The second mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos, honoring Shabbos, entails all of that which one would do in anticipation of an important event or an occasion. The arrival, for example, of an important guest, a dignitary, would call for preparation. And so, and also on Shabbos, there's the mitzvah of preparation for Shabbos, including tidying up the house, cleaning up, showering, grooming, and also dressing in honor of the occasion, the mitzvah of Malbushim Shal Shabbos, like the Gemara says, Shal Kivechibaratoi, Shal Yehei Malbushacha Shal Shabbos, Kim Malbushacha Shal Chol, that the way you dress in, on Shabbos should not be simply the way one goes during the week in his ordinary casual apparel. Also included in Kovod Shabbos is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros, lighting candles on Erev Shabbos, as would be appropriate, for example, at any important event or occasion where there is extra lighting to dignify the occasion. So too, the extra lighting, especially lighting of candles, is a symbol of dignity, and this also helps show Kovod for Shabbos. And this helps convey a message of esteem and honor and dignity for the special day, the day of Shabbos. It might be mentioned here that it is completely incorrect for one to... It might be mentioned here that the idea of Malbushim Shal Shabbos... It might be mentioned here that the idea of dressing in honor of Shabbos is precisely that, in honor of Shabbos. It is therefore completely incorrect for one to, upon arriving at home from shul, to change back into weekday clothes, because there the message is that the dressing up that I'm doing is in honor of my friends. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. The police can say that that is incorrect. I might also mention that sports activities, which would require someone to get dressed into other kinds of clothes on Shabbos, are wholly, completely inappropriate, in addition to other objections on halachic grounds. The third mitzvah, the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, indicates the requirement for a certain measure of festivity, especially taking the form of the requirement of Seudah Shabbos, the meals of Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon, the Sholish Seudahs. This entails a requirement of effort and even expense to prepare gourmet meals for Shabbos, fine foods and drinks and delicacies in honor of Shabbos for those Seudahs of Shabbos. And so we find that it's perfectly appropriate to participate in physical enjoyments in honor of Shabbos, and that doing so is even Kedusha, and furthermore, it's a mitzvah requirement, whereas during the week, pursuing these very same pursuits, whereas these very same pursuits are worthy of moderation and perhaps even restraint during the week. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis points out that many poskim hold that the mitzvah of Oinig is actually a mitzvah min haTorah, and that the Chazal say that its importance is extreme, and that the Chazal emphasize that this mitzvah is of extreme importance and must not be trivialized. The question was once raised regarding a vegetarian, persons who do not eat meat or fish, whether they can fulfill their requirements of Oinig Shabbos properly. The truth is that one has to investigate the reasons behind the vegetarianism. Why is he a vegetarian? If the reason why the person is a vegetarian is due to medical concerns, then he's not required to eat or drink that which is not healthy for him, and he's not mechuyev. If he's a vegetarian because he simply just does not like the taste of meat, or it doesn't agree with him, the same with fish. So the din would be the same. A person that is not mechuyev, the inyan of oinig is to enjoy and not to be bitsar, not to suffer. However, a vegetarian who adopts his vegetarian practices and restrictions diet solely on moral grounds will not fulfill the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos properly with his vegetarian diet, and will instead be taken to task osid lita in asadin for neglecting the important mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos and trivializing it in favor of a false philosophy. In fact, this kind of philosophy borders an apikursis, because it conveys the notion that his moral sensitivities are superior, chas v'shalom, to those of the Torah HaKadosha, which permits eating meat and eating fish, and in fact, in some cases, cites it as a mitzvah.